Hello, and welcome to the Carapi Learning Channel. On today's podcast, we will be talking about sleep and our Carapi Sleep Meditation Program. We are committed to helping you enjoy a 20-minute power nap during the day or a full night of normal, natural, rejuvenating, refreshing, relaxing, healthy sleep, free from pills, prescription medications, drugs, or alcohol. I am really amazed at how much computers can be like our minds in many ways. Both can take a while to reboot or shut down. Recently, I bought a top-of-the-line Asus laptop computer with all the bells and whistles. It has a superb graphics card and a really powerful sound card. It has an eye that can see me, record everything I do, and even play it back. It can hear me and respond to my voice and can repeat back what I said, and it even has a trash can. I am a pack rat and seldom throw anything away. I have 3 sets of golf clubs in my garage. The newest set, the older set, and the oldest set. You may wonder why so many, but I tell myself that I may someday need them. As a pack rat, you can imagine how many icons there are on my computer. Just can't bring myself to throw any of them away either. The other day, while working on my computer, all of a sudden, a window popped up saying, "Your computer will go to sleep in 30 seconds. You should save any unsaved data you've been working on, or you might lose it." I was in a panic. Quickly began to save all my open files, but wasn't fast enough, and sure enough, the computer shut down. All that was left was a black screen, and then suddenly a word came up saying hibernating. What the? Hibernating? Bears hibernate in the woods. Alligators hibernate in the lake behind our house. But how does a computer hibernate? So there I sit with just a black screen. My computer is asleep. It's hibernating. When is it going to wake up? How to wake it up? I know, I'll try mashing the escape button, but nothing happens. Then smash the Ctrl-Alt-Delete keys several times, but the computer still doesn't wake up. So I turn it off and wait a couple of minutes and then turn it back on again. It starts to reboot. How long will that take? Now I'm in total frustration while waiting for it to reboot. I've got a boot all right, and I'm going to stick my boot up the computer's USB port. Finally, it reboots and lets me restore the files I've been working on as it wakes up. I hope it had a nice rest, and I will now continue to do what I need to do. I'm not here to talk about computer sleeping, however. I'm here to talk to you about sleeping. Let's take a look at the science involved in sleeping. When we go to bed, what are the physiological changes that take place in our body? We lie down, close our eyes, our breathing slows down, our heart rate decreases, and our body relaxes. Have you ever wondered how sleep affects our brain? Our brain operates via electrical energy waves that are measured in cycles per second. When we are awake, walking, talking, working, or playing, our brain frequency is vibrating at 13, 14, 15 cycles per second and higher. A level of activity we refer to as the beta level. When we go to sleep, our brainwave patterns begin to slow down into the alpha level, 7 to 12 cycles per second. And as we go deeper into sleep, our brainwave patterns slow down even more to the theta level, 4 to 7 cycles per second. And as we continue into deep sleep, our brainwave patterns slow down even further to the delta level, 1 to 3 cycles per second. We call the beta level of brainwave activity the outer conscious level. We call the alpha theta level of brainwave activity the inner conscious or subconscious level. And we call the delta level of brainwave activity the unconscious level. Now that we understand those levels of brainwave activity, it is important that we understand about the sleep cycles we go through in a normal night's sleep. In a normal full night's sleep, we experience 5 90-minute sleep cycles. As we go to sleep, our brain waves slowly decrease from the beta level through the alpha and theta level into the delta level for about 85 minutes. Then our brain waves speed up from the delta level into the alpha theta level for about 5 minutes of dream time. And then it slows back down into the delta level for the next 90-minute sleep cycle. However, after about 75 minutes into this cycle, the brain waves speed up into the alpha theta level again for about 15 minutes of dream time, and then returns to the delta level for our third sleep cycle. In this sleep cycle, we spend about an hour in the delta wave frequency, and then the brain waves speed up into the alpha theta wave level for about 30 minutes of dream time, and so on for the fourth and fifth sleep cycle. In an 8-hour night's sleep, our brain is experiencing about an hour and a half in the alpha theta level. This is why we say a 20-minute Caerpi power meditation is the equivalent of a 3-hour nap, because we consciously adjust our brain frequency into the alpha theta level for about 20 minutes. The alpha theta level of brainwave activity is where the rapid eye movement, REM, state happens. It is also known as the dream state. When we are dreaming, our brain waves are vibrating between 4 and 12 cycles per second. When we awaken from the alpha theta level of brain wave activity, or the dream state, we will remember our dreams. But if we go back into the delta or unconscious level of sleep at the end of our sleep cycle, we will not remember our dreams when we do awaken. The alpha theta is also the level of brainwave activity where natural healing, rejuvenation, and regeneration of our body take place. The cause of people having so much trouble going to sleep at night is that they have trouble pushing their Control-Alt-Delete button of their mind to allow their brain frequency to slow down. Their mind is so active, it keeps their brain vibrating at the beta level. Pills, prescription medication, drugs, and alcohol alter the brain's ability to cycle through the natural sleep cycles. So you get more unconscious sleep, but do not get the healing support of the inner conscious level. This is why when you use medications to go to sleep, you may have slept through the night, but you don't feel rested in the morning when you awaken. By listening to our Caerpi sleep program, a 16-minute eyes-closed guided meditation using visualization and imagination, which is available at our website, www.caerpi.com, you will learn how to consciously slow your brain frequency down and enjoy a 20-minute power nap, the equivalent of 3 hours of sleep, during the day, or a full night of normal, natural, rejuvenating, refreshing, relaxing, healthy sleep at night, whenever and wherever you want to. You can be in charge of the sleep mode or hibernation of your mind. And just like my computer, you can do it whenever you need to. Thank you for listening to our Caerpi Learning Channel Sleep Meditation Podcast. And to access your sleep meditation, come to www.caerpi.com and mash the buy button. Happy dreams!